Secretary Rogers.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, Mr. President.
Are you got any war start anywhere?
I don't think so. It's quiet.
Yeah. Not even in the Mideast. Right. They call a pre-election
quiet
pause. Pause, right. I was going to ask you what you thought about how the McGovern thing ought to be handled. Bill, I'm just going to stay right on the line I've been on, you know. Let me tell you briefly what I've been saying. I mean, in addition to what, it's basically the line I took in the television broadcast. I'm saying, first, we have in the negotiations made a major breakthrough. We have reached agreement on the three major principles that I laid down on May 8th, that there should be a ceasefire, that all of our POWs will be returned, and the missing in action accounted for, and that the people of South Vietnam shall determine their future without having a communist or coalition government imposed upon them. However, details and issues that are not that are still ambiguous that must be settled. We want them settled because details can make the difference as to whether an agreement is going to be kept or whether it's going to last or whether it's not going to last. And we're, as I put it in a poem yesterday, I said that as far as election is concerned, an election isn't going to rush us into a bad agreement or it isn't going to delay a good agreement. The main thing is to get it done and get it done right. Now, the McGovern charge, of course, is expected and highly irresponsible because he knows very well what the situation is and that we are trying to work out. And, of course, it is going to be worked out, as you know. What is your feeling as to... I don't know, frankly, how much attention to give to it. I mean, I'm not going to give anything.
Are you going to speak? Do you speak again?
I speak three times today, yeah. But
on television, do you, too? Tonight? Do you have another television?
No television today.
You have one Monday? You have one more television.
Well, I have, but it won't be an opportunity to do this because it's simply an election eve plea for votes. But all day today, I'll be speaking in ways I'll be on the evening news.
Uh-huh. Well, I think you ought to stay right on that.
I don't think I ought to pay attention to him. I've said we're not going to make the mistake we made in 68. We're going to have peace with honor and not surrender. I always throw that into him hard because that's, of course, is something that we have to do. Go ahead.
I think you want to stay right on that line. I've got to be in this Meet the Press tomorrow, and I thought I'd take him on some. I don't know if we want. What I thought is that I would say pretty much what you've just said and say it's irresponsible and then point out that the timing of this was all determined by the North Vietnamese.
Right. That's a very good point that you've been making. We didn't pick the time. We didn't blow the cover on the damn thing. I mean, they announced that we had this...
On the veto matter, the veto by...
Chu,
which is making a big... We can say that we, at all times, we made it clear that this is a matter that had to be done to the concurrence of the South Vietnamese,
right,
because they're going to have to carry out many of the provisions of it. So obviously they are concerned. We can't make an agreement that affects them without having the agreement. But we think we can get it. And that the points that they raised in the discussions with us are valid. And
what points?
That is that we ought to consider.
And that they are, for the points they raise really are to assure that there will be a ceasefire and that there will be election and that it will last and that there, that so that the war won't start again. And that's all we're trying to get from them.
Exactly.
And that those points should be worked out and they can be and will be.
Right.
But I'd be very confident there will be an agreement. I think you ought to just say that.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying. Yeah, there's going to be an agreement. We're just, it's a question of working out the details.
That's it. I think we can do that. I think that,
I think the more he can be attacked, the better. The more that he can be, you know, not attacked for views. I think at first it comes with ill grace for someone that is offered the North Vietnamese terms that go far beyond what we know have got to agree to say this. But the second point is that for him to accuse us of misleading the people and so forth by this, when the North, it was the North Vietnamese that put out the whole damn thing. Anyway,
I thought that the two words maybe I'd use it, that he's irresponsible and that these are desperate moves of his.
Desperate last minute.
Desperate last minute moves.
Right.
I don't know if we ought to go too far in making a personal tax. I think those two are pretty strong words, and then I think
it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Irresponsible and desperate last moves.
Once this is over with, we're going to ring the necks and their goddamn thing's going to be done. But nevertheless, we can't say that.
That's right.
I think we should be very confident. Say, look, we've got the agreement on the big issues, and but we have to get them pinned down so that they will be enforceable. We had a bombing pause in 68. It meant nothing because they rushed into it and didn't get the understandings nailed down.
Right.
I always hit that, too. That's very effective.
Right. I think it's going very well.
He's sort of coming apart at the seams a bit, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Actually, it's natural that he would, you know, when the fellow's behind and all that thing. You know, he doesn't have the problems that we have. You know, we, every place we go, not only me, but the members of the family and Wagner, with these goddamn hecklers who shout all the time through the speech. It's truly disgraceful. And try to, you know, and you just have to plow through it. They don't have any of that, you know. Our people are so goddamn polite. I think they shouldn't be. I mean, I just don't approve of it. But nevertheless, I thought the funniest thing was the kiss my ass remark.
Wasn't that funny? Then he went to smoke to some ministers right after that.
Yeah.
I think it's going very well.
Well,
you've got a busy day today.
Well, today I do. I'm doing three states. I'm doing North Carolina for Helms. There is a chance that he can be to the Senate. It's tough, close. We have New Mexico, where we think we have a better than even chance with the Minichi, but it's close. And then I finish in California to Ontario tonight, and then tomorrow do the usual things, Sunday and Monday.
Monday is fairly quiet, isn't it?
Monday is, I go to a campaign headquarters in the morning in order to make the evening news, you know, urging the workers to get out the vote. So forth, and then I do the television at night, which is mainly not a last minute issue talk. I don't think that goes well on Monday night. People are just pissed off at politics. I'm going to, you know, urge them to get out the vote, and I mean urge them to vote, tell them that the issues are clear, and then accept the verdict, and so forth and so on. Oh, another thing I think McGovern is doing that will backfire even with some of the libs is what it's the same thing he did before the Democratic convention, that he isn't going to rally around to try to bring the country together after the election, you know.
Oh, yeah, that was the bad thing.
You know, because after what I did with Kennedy and after what Humphrey did with me and all that sort of thing and Goldwater did with Johnson, you know, it's just totally different.
Right. Come back here Tuesday night, huh?
I'll be here 6 o'clock, yeah.
Well,
okay.
We'll celebrate.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.